The following Pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
Okay, could you tell the other bouncers that there's a woman coming to the party tonight that I want you to look out for because she's not on the list? I invited her as my guest.
Hello, my name is... Is this really necessary? C-H-L-O-E. Wait, no. Can I have another? I messed this one up.
Princess, this is Tessa. Tell the boss I'm going to be out a little longer. I'm going up to Nana's house for a while.
Chloe, do you know where Tessa is?
Maybe Tessa doesn't want to see you right now, Jeff.
Probably not, but it is really important that I tell her something. Please, Chloe, please. I love her.
Tessa called her sister early this morning and said she was going to their grandmother's house in upstate New York. These are release papers. This will give you clearance to borrow the company jet.
I think I get it. You're a switch.
What?
A switch. Someone who likes to be both dominant and submissive. It's cool.
No way.
Yes,
I'm not.
R2, you're thinking about tying me up in bed right now, aren't you?
I was humiliated in front of some important people by someone I just want to kill. And now the person I came here to be with was snatched by some nobody.
Here. My card. A beautiful woman like you may sometimes find herself in need of a guy like me.
Terry, it's been a month since that happened. Can you please stop chapping my ass about it?
I'm not even allowed to borrow the company jet.
Be like Ginger. Sleep with the execs and you'll get your company jet soon.
I hear they all have little bitty tiny penises.
Didn't you know? That's why they sign such very big checks.
Ooh, score one for Chloe on the witty scale. King! Look, baby doll, I only bring it up because I'm proud of you. It was a ballsy maneuver. Or maybe you just ate your paint chips that morning. Hard to say.
My stupid romantic sensibility is entirely to blame. I wasn't going to do it, I swear. But you should have seen those huge brown puppy eyes. All they could have stopped a train.
Instead, they stole a plane. See how I made that rhyme there?
You are so random. Why are you so cheery in the mornings? It's like little birds help you to get dressed.
It's a gift. And Tessa didn't say when she'd be back, huh?
No. I think Jeff was with her. She made it sound that way. I hope they're all right.
Oh, don't worry, hon. When Tessa's ready to come back, she'll be back.
What was that?
What was what?
That moany groany sound.
Oh, that? That was the furnace?
I see. Does the furnace wear really well-cut pants and work in the same office as I do?
It might.
That was the sound of a highly sexy boy toy waking up after a night of exotic sex, wasn't it?
No. That was the sound of a highly sexy boy toy waking up and trying to get out of his restraints after a night of exotic sex.
Okay, TMI, Terry.
Kudos, though. You were really close.
I gotta go to work now. Just shove Danny in the shower and make sure he's not late, okay?
Aw.
Okay?
I'm not promising anything.
I mean it, Terry. I've taken enough flack from Ginger.
All right. Actually, I have to be into the office at a somewhat decent hour. I'm meeting a former client of Ginger's today. Apparently, they were dissatisfied with her work.
You mean you're not having your assistant check your ad proposals for the client?
Ha, what assistant? One day, I will get a budget, and you will work for me. And then you will be mine, and you will check my PR proposal and get me happy, frappy, caffeiney crap.
One of these days. You can tell me all about it at lunch. Good luck.
Alan, do we really need to have this meeting with Jenny today?
Ginger!
Isn't that what I said?
You know that's not what you said. And yes, you told me you didn't want to date any more actresses. Isn't this what you want?
I said I wanted to date someone real.
Non-actresses, right?
No, real. That walking mannequin's not real. She's a PR agent, for Christ's sake.
Philip, she's beautiful and knows how to fit in with the circles you travel in. She'll look absolutely stunning with you. And you know her already. She's perfect.
So help me God, I will punch you through the phone if you tell me she compliments my skin tone.
This is only a preliminary meeting before going out this evening.
Yeah, and real people need a preliminary meeting before a date.
Just get here, okay? I don't want to be the one to have to explain to Ms. Carlisle why you don't feel like showing up.
I'm stopping for coffee. Going to need it.
Philip.
Bye, Alan.
Philip, don't hang up.
Well, I can already tell this is shaping up to be a great day. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Why don't you watch where you're... Philip?
You.
You have absolutely no idea what my name is, do you? I'm kidding. I wouldn't have expected you to remember it, even if you could remember names.
No, I do remember you. You never showed up to the party that night.
I did, too. And I can prove it. I knew I had it in here. Aha! If I didn't go, how'd I get this name tag, huh?
Hello, my name is Chloe! Got it! Those were a nice touch. They even had the production company's logo on them.
I don't know. I thought they were kind of rude.
I didn't see you there. If you went, why didn't you come over?
You looked busy, and I kind of tend to be invisible. Although at times, it felt like I was standing right in front of you.
I'm so sorry. You must think I'm a total jerk for inviting you and then not even meeting you there. Let me make it up to you. I'll buy you more coffee, lunch, new shoes. The ones you're wearing are ruined.
That's very sweet of you, but it's really not necessary. You don't owe me anything. And anyway, I have to get back to work right after I get my bosses their coffee.
Ooh, looks like the line's almost out the door.
Damn it! I already stood here for 15 minutes. If I don't get back soon, she'll make me work through my lunch hour.
Why don't you just go across the street? There's no line at that donut shop over there.
Are you kidding? She wouldn't dare drink the toxic waste they serve at that dump. No, it has to be a grande double espresso shot, soy latte, half cap, no whip, light on the foam, with sugar-free chocolate syrup only on top, not mixed in. Nothing less will do.
How do you remember all that?
It wasn't easy.
If I can get you coffee in less than 5 minutes, will you come to lunch with me?
You're coercing me into lunch?
I'm not used to asking someone out. There's usually an intermediary.
Oh. Sure. If you can get me coffee, you can have my lunch hour.
Deal. You get what you need, take it where it needs to go, and meet me back here in 15 minutes. Excuse me. Can anyone tell me how to get to Castle Street?
Oh, my God. That's Philip Carter Grayson.
Oh, Mr. Grayson, can I have your autograph?
Oh, me too.
I'll be damned. It worked. Yo, Eddie, you can get his autograph in a minute. This is going to take some focus. And if you get this wrong, so help me. No tip.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, I got them their coffee. Here's the morning load.
Whoa, that's a bit more than usual, isn't it?
Danny, I need you to do me a huge favor and work the desk for me for an hour.
Look, Chloe, I'm not really sure how to use the switchboard. This thing is ancient. I'm the computer guy, you know that, and Ginger's not going to be happy if one of us is gone and...
Yes, but I need to take my lunch early today. It's important. I'm meeting someone.
Like, a date?
Well, we're going to lunch.
Is he paying?
I think so.
Then it's a date. Go. You deserve it. I'll take care of things here.
Danny, you're the best! And the nicest and the cutest. Oh, no wonder Terry likes you so much.
Shh. Walls have ears. Go meet your date. Oh, crap. Which button.
Bye, Danny. Thank you.
This one? Hello? Hello? Anyone? No? Hello? No. Maybe this one. Hello? No. Eeny, meeny, miny.
Hello? Ginger Carlisle's office.
Oh, hello. I thought she had a female assistant.
That's right. What? She's gone. I'm Miss Carlisle's assistant. Can I help you?
I see. Well, this is Philip Grayson.
Mr. Grayson, how are you?
Fine.
That's great. That's really great.
Well, thanks. I guess.
I'm looking forward. We're looking forward to seeing you this morning, sir.
Thank you. Look, I'm calling because I need to reschedule today's appointment for sometime after lunch. Something's come up.
Of course, Mr. Grayson. Will 1 o'clock be all right?
That's fine. Are you okay?
Yes, sir. Perfectly all right. Just a little... Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Could you please call my agent and notify him of the change?
Of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Philip. Mr. Grayson. We'll see you at 1. Fuck, how do I hang this thing up? Oh.
Okay. Nice guy. Odd, but nice. Wouldn't say Julie's traded up as far as assistants go, though. Right on time. I'm glad you came back.
Really?
Yeah. I really would have felt like a jerk if I wasn't given a chance to properly make things up to you. First, I ignore you at a party I invited you to. Then, I spill coffee all over you the next time I see you. Track record's not really going very well, is it?
Your track record is fine. I never would have thought in a million years that Philip Carter Grayson would spill coffee on me. Hey, what do you think I could get on eBay for these shoes?
Good one. Shall we?
I can't ride in your car. If I do that, my shoes will ruin the interior.
I don't mind.
I mind. That's leather. I will not ruin your car just to assuage your guilt.
Okay, well, let's take your car.
My car? I could never live with myself if I knew you'd seen the inside of my car.
Then how will we go to lunch?
Well, how about a walk? There's a great hole-in-the-wall Mexican place right around the corner.
You want me to take you out for Mexican?
Sure. Why not?
Nothing. Just not the answer I'm used to, I guess. Lead the way.
You talk me into this.
Good. And anytime you sit down or walk somewhere, you'll think of your mistress, Terry. Oh, I do so enjoy it when I get to switch to the top. Seriously, though, if it becomes too much or you have to do your restroom business, you call me and ask permission. And maybe I'll let you take it out. Okay?
Yes, mistress.
Those restraints weren't too tight last night, were they?
No, not at all.
And you're really okay with us doing all this together, right? You and me playing the Switch game?
Did I give some sign that I wasn't okay with it? Because if I did...
Oh, yay. Because I went to the store and I got those candles you told me about.
Ooh, I can't wait to try those on you.
Not till tonight, Subby. It's not your turn yet, you bad boy. You get off on this, don't you? Talking with me on the phone in such a way that people won't know what you're talking about? Ginger is mere feet away. She can press the conference button at any moment and hear everything we're saying. You like that, don't you?
Yes, mistress.
Such a good boy.
Why, thank you. How are the proposals coming along?
Not bad. I should be leaving here to meet the client in about 45 minutes, maybe an hour, at that new office building downtown. I'm wondering if I should make him wait 15 minutes. You know, to build up the tension.
You'll be wonderful. Just remember to compensate for traffic. Good luck.
I have to go. Someone's here.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I'm here to see Ginger.
Of course. Do you have an appointment?
I don't need one. Just tell her it's Hector.
Ginger?
What is it, Pierre?
Yes, right button. Someone named Hector is here to see you.
Send him in. And make sure we're not disturbed.
Yes, Ginger. She'll see you. Right away.
So I'm not deaf, kid.
Yes, I mean, no. I'm sorry. What an ass.
It took you long enough to get
here. Oh, crap. How do you turn this thing off?
I don't ask how high when you tell me to shut up, Ginger. I'm not your fucking lapdog.
Oh. Sounds like you could use a glass of wine, Hector.
Ah! Oh, thank you. Jeez.
In the next chapter of Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
Feliz Navidad and welcome to Paco's. Are you ready to order, senor?
So give up the details. What other amazing things can you do that the world has no idea of?
Is this an interview?
No. I'm curious. It's hard to explain. You know how I said you were really just a normal guy when I talked to you at the bar?
Yeah.
The more I know about you, the more real you become. Less of a screen god and more of a person. It makes you more real.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'd be happy to tell you more. Provided one thing. You have to tell me more about yourself, too.
How many languages do you speak?
What is that?
How many musical instruments do
you play?
You
don't still live with your folks, do you?
Were you planning on becoming
a musician? So how many do you play?
Tell me about your family.
You would never go anywhere.
What if you got against them, Canadian?
Why would you agree to marry someone you weren't even ready to
sleep with? Those aren't your real teeth, are they?
What stopped you?
Is Grayson your birth name or your adopted name?
Chloe, if Chloe would like to go out for dinner sometime.
Aquí la tenemos. Me disculpas por la espera.
Christmas has a distinctly Mexican flavor in Book 2, Chapter 4. My Lunch with Philip, and Christmas in New York.
Pass the hot sauce, would you please?
Premiering on December 12, 2008. Only at PendantAudio.com.
Once Upon a Time in Vegas. Book 2. Chapter 3, Ruined Shoes. Featuring the voice talents of Susan Bridges as Terry, Lexi Rawl as Chloe, Philip Weber as Philip, Perry Whittle as Alan, Jeffrey Bridges as Danny, Pete Milan as Hector, Ara Pelotti as Ginger, MJ Cogburn as Bystander 1, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Bystander 2, Megan Presley as Bystander 3, and Paul Lavelle, Pete Milan, Perry Whittle, Ara Pelotti, and Lexi Rawl as the coffee shop patrons. Written by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones, based on an original work of fiction by Renee Christine Jones and Alicia Lane Matheson, directed by Alicia Lane Matheson, original music composed by Kevin MacLeod, produced by Pendant Productions. Once Upon a Time in Vegas, created by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones. Copyright 2008, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.